Down in Louisiana's St. Bernard Parish, Rocky Vaccarella is one of the thousands of people who live in a FEMA trailer. He's just driven a mock FEMA trailer all the way from the Gulf Coast to Washington, D.C., where he had a meeting today with President Bush. And here's what the president said after that.
He caught my attention because he decided to come up to Washington, D.C. and make it clear to me and others here in the government that that there's people down there still hurting.
Mr. Vaccarella, welcome to Day to Day. And tell me, was that the message that you wanted to bring to the president? There are people still hurting down there.
Absolutely. That was the message I wanted to bring to the president. And if I'd say people are not hurting, I'd be lying. Some people are definitely hurting down there. And I just wanted to pick up the recovery period and let the president know, hey, thanks a lot for the FEMA trailers. We do have air conditioning and shower and toiletry. And I just want to let him know, don't forget about us. And he reassured me that he wouldn't forget about me and that he will monitor the funds that's going down there. The president's got billions of dollars going down there, and he's going to make sure that the funds get to the people.
How long have you been living in a FEMA trailer down there in St. Bernard's Parish?
I've been living in a FEMA trailer since early April.
Early April. And what's it like? Can you tell us?
Well, it's tight. It's small. You can't keep a lot of stuff in there. You have to rent something to keep clothes and stuff. I actually cleaned out my garage and put a window unit in there and made it a giant closet so we can keep stuff. But it's like we're on an extended camping trip.
Really? Who's in the trailer with you? Your wife? And do you have children?
My wife and my son, 22 years old, live in our FEMA trailer.
Three of you?
Absolutely.
It's almost a year since the hurricane. How much longer do you think you're going to be in that trailer?
Well, me personally, I'm hoping to have my house finished by Christmas so I don't have to buy my wife a Christmas present. I could say, hey, I got the house redone.
And this is the house you're moving back into that was destroyed in the hurricane?
It wasn't totally destroyed. It was just filled up with water, 15
yeah.
feet. And we got a lot of mud from the swamps in there. So we actually gutted it out, cleaned all the mud out, pressure washed it, cleaned it up for mold. And the next step I got to do when I get back is start sheetrocking.
Has there been a moment with this hurricane season upon us again when you thought to yourself, this is just not a good idea to be living in this place? Because if another big storm came through, wouldn't you still be vulnerable?
Well, yes, I think you're right. But, you know, like I told the president, you know, everybody's a Monday morning quarterback. This was the big one that everybody's been planning for years. They kept saying, we're going to get a big one, we're going to get a big one, we're going to get a big one. Well, you know what? We got it. We might not get another one in my lifetime. Or we might get three. You don't know. So you don't live by ifs and whens. You just live and you move on like God said.
Rocky Vaccarella speaking with us from just outside the White House in Washington, D.C., where he met with President Bush today. Rocky, thank you.
Thank you.